This is North Shore Today for Monday, May 1, 2023. Clouds to sun today, temperatures may get to the low 60s. We are powered by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage. Marblehead Town Meeting opens tonight. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that the meeting will feature 54 articles. Many see the key articles on the agenda as budget-related, making cuts to services and then possibly restoring those services with a tax override. Town meeting will also deal with accessory dwelling units as a way to deal with the housing crisis. And then there are also two articles regarding leaf blowers. Town meeting opens tonight at 7 at the Veterans Middle School in Marblehead. A Marblehead cyclist died in an accident over the weekend in Vermont. Also in the Salem News, Richard Wanstell, the father of two, died in that collision. The race features gravel and mud tracks as well as steep climbs, but the accident occurred on a paved road, and that is where Wanstell was hit by a truck. The city of Lynn is gearing up for their summer jobs program. This is Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson.
There are so many opportunities this summer for our youth to create a positive impact in our community. Our youth summer jobs program is committed to providing support to our youth and helping them build necessary skills to be successful throughout their professional growth. We employ youth at city agencies and departments, schools and local nonprofits, and community-based organizations. If you're interested in joining the team this summer, please apply as soon as possible on the city's website. Providing jobs for youth this summer is a top priority for us, a great opportunity for everybody involved, and we hope you reach out or let someone you know that this opportunity is available.
Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson. In election news, Nahant held their town elections on Saturday. No real surprises as there were not any contested races. Gene Canty returns with a 3-year term as selectman. David Conlin, moderator. Diane Dumphy, town clerk. And with no one running for the housing authority, Dana Sheehan won a seat with a write-in campaign. The Daily Item reports that Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt may have two challengers this year in his election this fall. Two Peabody residents have pulled papers to run, Robert Stevens and Rochelle Agneta. North Shore Today continues to cover the race for mayor in Salem. The special election is set for just over 2 weeks from today, Tuesday, May 16th. Today in this post, we will hear Dominic Pangelo and Neil Harrington discuss two questions on housing. MSO News Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. Sports is next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports. The Bruins lost 4-3 in overtime to Florida and lost their opening round playoff series 4-3 after being up 3-1. That is what everyone will be talking about today. But we will move on. The Celtics open up their second-round NBA playoff series tonight at home against the Philadelphia 76ers. Tip-off at 7:30. And the Red Sox beat Cleveland Sunday 7-1. Solid outing for Chris Sale. The Red Sox have a winning month of April. The Sox will host Toronto tonight. In North Shore sports, the Endicott baseball team has just 5 remaining on the regular season schedule. The nationally ranked Gulls swept a senior day doubleheader from Wentworth on Saturday. Coach Brian Haley of Endicott Baseball on the team's culture and values.
Yeah, I just think understanding that, like, this is about more than baseball. It's about, you know, balance of life and these young men kind of learning and growing from a college experience, which are some of the most important years of their lives, and then moving on from there. I think, you know, as we look to recruit players and focus on player development, certainly baseball is a key component, but I think that life skill component is even more valuable. When they leave here, we want them to be better people than when they came in. And, you know, I think that's what we really care about the most, to be honest with you. This winning is great, but in the end, you know, I think when they leave here, we want them to be better than when we came in and more successful in whatever, you know, endeavor they choose, and just be a good family person and be a good man of character. So that's something I think is important that people know about us and what we're all about.
After these 5 remaining games in the next several days, the team will look to the postseason.
To get us to our 40 regular season games and the playoffs. The conference playoffs will start the following Wednesday. I believe it's the 10th. And that'll run through the weekend. And then If we're fortunate enough to take care of business there, then move on to the NCAA tournament, which basically every weekend or surrounding a weekend, Thursday to a Sunday, there'll be games.
Endicott baseball coach Brian Haley. The Endicott softball team also improved over the weekend with a doubleheader sweep over Wentworth. They're now 26-7 on the season. In high school sports, check out our feature interview with Hamilton Wenham's Harrison Stein, a Cape Ann League soccer MVP and a first baseman on the Generals baseball team. This past fall, with his brother as a freshman at the school, the two brothers got to play on the same team.
One of, if not the coolest experience of my life, was finally to have like my little brother on a team with me. You know, I've spent my entire life going to watch his games and him going to watch my games, and frankly, we got to be on the same team together, which is amazing. I was so excited all pretty much my entire high school career. I was so excited for my senior year because I knew that Nick was good enough to make varsity, and he obviously made it. So that was really, really fun. And my parents probably didn't mind it either, not having to drive to two different games. But, and then he not only made varsity, but he succeeded at varsity. He was one of our leading goal scorers, and obviously, like I said before, was a second team Cal All-Star. I think one of the coolest experiences of the season was in the game that we won to clinch the Cal. Me and Nick scored in the same game. We won 2-0, so that was like kind of like the icing on the cake for that game, which is, like I said, one of the like most amazing experiences.
Hamilton Wenham's Harrison Stein. That is sports. Thank you for joining us on this Monday for North Shore Today here on MSONewsSports.com. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.